Megan, you've just won the Tech Venture Prize. How much money did you win?
So I just got a check for $100,000, which I think is a little bit of cash, plus some prizes, totaling $100,000.
Tell me a bit about your company, Localize. What does that mean?
So Localize is a service for grocery stores that helps them launch programs that highlight and identify local and regional food products right on their store shelves.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for just over 2.5 years, and we formally launched into our first customer grocery stores about 15 months ago.
Where did you get the idea?
The idea came because I was frustrated. As a customer, I felt like I should know where my food comes from, and the grocery store seemed like an obvious place for me to be able to find that out when I was making a purchasing decision. So Localize really arose from that. I just wanted to know where the products were coming from, and local producers were the best suited to tell me that.
You entered the Tech Venture Prize and you won. Why did you enter in the first place?
I entered because I thought it would be a great experience. So going into a business planning competition is an opportunity to have other people really look at your business plan, your business model, your pitch, all of those pieces, and to get feedback on it. I didn't necessarily expect that we'd be up on that stage winning tonight when I put the business plan in.
What do you think your secret to success was?
Perseverance, probably. So when I started Localize, people thought I might be a little bit crazy. And it's just been about proving what we could do. And the only way to have done that was just to keep at it, to keep getting better at what we were doing, and to keep practicing too.
Now the thing with the Tech Venture Prize business plan competition and being in the fast growth category is that they're looking for money. How are you going to make money at this and really make it grow? What's your plan?
Grocery stores are our customers, and what we know with the grocery stores that we already work with is that they actually have some pain when it comes to showing that they're supporting local and getting something sort of in return. So customer validation and sales if they have local product in that store. And so we offer a pretty low-cost solution for them to be able to identify and market and talk about local more effectively.
How are you going to make those millions?
So we're going to grow, and we've already proven that we have a very sustainable business in Western Canada. Our growth is proof of that. We've had a lot of help along the way too, but we're planning to become a North American entity. We'd like to be across North America in the next 3 to 5 years, and that's really the plan that got us up on that stage.
So that nice big check for $100,000, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to use that money?
Oh my gosh. So I think that I'll put it in the piggy bank for a little bit of time. It's going to go a long way to help us tell our story and to get out there further. We really need to move beyond Western Canada. And so that money is really about being bigger than we are and probably dreaming bigger than we've been dreaming before.
Now, where's your corporate head office?
Right here in Edmonton. We work at a startup Edmonton. It's a shared co-working space for startup businesses. And startup has just been so integral to us, to learning how to grow a business, how to scale, how to ask the right questions, how to focus on the right problems. So we're headquartered right here in Edmonton. And basing Localize out of Alberta has probably been the best thing that could have happened to us. Alberta and Edmonton have just been so supportive in growing this business. And I think that the attitudes here are really receptive to innovations like ours. So we could kind of emerge and get past the crowd of other ideas out there and really show that we had some merit and that we had a really great product.
And what is it that you've learned from participating in this competition?
I think the biggest thing I've learned is that we've got a really important business and that other people think so too.
Congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.